Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. Today's the sixth chapter of the laws of the Shemitah and Yevil of the Sabbatical and Jubilee years, and it contains 15 halachas. The Rambam begins as follows: Halacha Aleph. Ein eisen schere beperish shviyas. A person cannot use produce of the sabbatical year for, as merchandise, as business. The mirata limka ma'at miperish shviyas mecher. If, however, he wants to sell a small amount of the produce, he's allowed to. But eisem damim harei hem keperish shviyas. And the money which comes from the sale has the same status, the same law, as produce of the shviyas year. The Yilkach ben Michael, and he should buy with it, purchase with it food, the Yechel Bekdusha Shviyas, which should be consumed in the sanctity of Shviyas, the Esa Peri Animka Areyu Bekdusha Sekesahaya. And the produce sold retains its sanctity of Shviyas. Some of them want to give the reasoning why you're not allowed to do business, because it's, the Pasuk says, V'haysa Shabbos Haaretz Lachem La'achwa, for food and not for Shcheira. However, the Rambam does not bring down the Pasuk, and we can't say the Rambam does not hold of this Pasuk regarding business, because in the previous Perek, in Perek Hei, Halachas Yud to Yud Zayin, he had mentioned the, this Pasuk, V'ayis HaShabbos HaRetz Lachem, Chem V'Leila, not to use it for Melugma, for medicine, by Tzorcheim, so the Rambam had held of the Pasuk. Being he doesn't bring it down over here, it seems that he holds that the Isser is not minatera, and that's how Taka the Aruch holds also. Other Mephoshim hold no, that the limit is minatera, and the Is is from the same pasuk. Halacha Beis, Le yiyya lekeach yiraka sadil mecher, a person should not gather vegetables from the Shemitah year in order to sell them, Le yitba miklipe shviyas b'sachar, and a person should not, even for, not for a fee, do any dyeing with dye made out of fruit rind of that year, because he is doing business with produce of Shviyas. What happens if he bought vegetables not to make a dye from the rind of the fruit, but rather for consumption purposes, and some was left over? He's allowed to sell the remnant, and the money has the laws of Shviyas. The Chaynim Likit Yorkas Lats, and the same halacha applies if he gathered vegetables for his own use, the Lakach Mehen B'nei Eben Bite Umacher, and his son or his daughter's son took some of it and sold it. So we say that it is, Hareza Mutter, it is permitted. Vadamim Dimei Shvus, however, the money has the same halacha as the proceeds of the seventh year, the produce which has the Kedusha Shviyas. Kisha Meichen Perishvias. When a person is selling Perishvias in a manner which is permitted, like he explained in the first two halachas, Ein Meichen is a Leibe Midav, Leibe Mishkov, Leibe Minyan. A person should not sell it by measure or by weight or by number. It shouldn't look as if he's doing a business, a transaction with produce of Shvias. Ala Meicha Hama'atsa Meicha Achsera. But rather, the small amount that he sells, he should sell it in the lump from the whole pile. The idea is in order to show, to let it be known that it is ownerless, and the money that he receives from it, and he'll take that money to buy with the other produce. And a person could tie into bundles produce which is customarily tied for use in the house, in order to sell it in the marketplace, in the lump, in the big bundle, like you do to bring in the house. But you should not tie it in the manner which is used for a sale in the marketplace. It should not appear as if you were selling an exact amount. When you make bundles for the house, you're not exact in what you do. Things which are not tied to be brought into the house, but are only tied for the marketplace use, you should not tie them. Halacha hate. Peres chutz la'aretz shenichnas la'aretz. If you have produce of outside Eretz Yisrael, which were imported into Eretz Yisrael, la'yiyun nimkarim b'midah e'b'mishkol e'b'minyin. You should not sell them in measurement and weight and number, but rather, you should sell them in a lump amount like the produce of the land of Eretz Yisrael. The im hayunikarim shame mechutz laret, if it was recognizable that the food came from chutz laret and it's not Eretz Yisrael, so you won't get mixed up mutter, then it is permitted to sell it even by number, by weight. Halacha vav. Now the Rambam will explain that there's a more stringent law by Shvius than even regarding produce of Hegdish. Shapedis a Hegdish, somebody who redeemed something which was consecrated to Hegdish, Yotza Hegdish Lechulin, so the thing that was Hegdish before becomes now profane, it becomes Chulin, Vitos Adam Tachtav, and the money becomes holy in its place. The original thing becomes chulin, while the money becomes holy. However, Shvius ain't a king. Regarding Shvius, it is not like this, that when you redeem something, both the original thing and the thing that's redeemed remain hegdish. Alamecha peir Shvius, somebody who sells peiris of produce of Shvius, yitavsa adamen, so the money remains holy, the yasuv kaper Shvius, and they have the law like produce of Shvius, and the produce itself did not become profane like the produce of other years, as it says in the Pasuk, that it says Tia, it shall be, which is a future tense, that it should remain in its status of Shvius forever. Lefisha Nikras Kedish, because it is called Kedish, Tefeses Demer. So the money that was exchanged for it also becomes holy. Nimtas Eimer, therefore, will come out, Ha'acha Nitvis Beshvius, Ra'periyat V'Kameshahaya. That the final item, and he'll explain what do we mean the final item, that if you'll change it many times, the last item will remain, will become produce holy of the seventh year, and the will become holy, and the original produce will also remain holy. Halacha Zayin Keter example. Lakach b'peir shvius they b'demein basa. If a person bought meat with the produce of the shvius year, or with money from the sale, nasa basa ka'eshen apeis. So then the meat becomes the same as the produce with the kedusha shvius. Be'ech like b'peir shvius, you eat it like produce of shvius. The tzarech levayis and b'shas bia shvius, and when you clear out the house from all produce of the seventh year, which we'll explain in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, you also have to clear these things out of the house. Then what happens if lakach beis abasa, he takes that meat and he buys with it, or with the meat, or b'damav, or with the money from selling it, fish, dogim, then yata abasa v'nitvis adogim. So then the meat becomes, loses its sanctity, and the fish assumes its sanctity. Lakach b'dagim ebedemeim shemen, if then he buys oil with the fish, or with the money from the sale, then yatzadagim, then the fish become uis kedish, and the money, and the shemen becomes shvius. Lakach b'shemen ebedam of dvash, if he buys with the oil, or its money, honey, yatzashemen it was dvash. So then the shemen is loses its sanctity, and the dvash assumes it. The tzarech levaya peis hareshein is im ha-dvash ha-achen, kidei ha-shemevayim peis shviz. And the original produce, and the final one, which was honey, will have to be cleared out when all the, like, at the time when you have to be mevaya shviz, like you said at the beginning of the halacha. Ve'in eisen mishneyem elugma, and you cannot use either of them, the first one, or the last thing that was bought or changed with it for medicine, and you can also not cause it to go to waste as all other produce of shvius. Halacha ches, ein shvius mischalelas el al derech mekach. The produce of the shvius year cannot become a chulul only by way of purchase. The medvar mamurim, when does this halacha apply? The perishon regarding the first produce. However, the perisheni regarding the second produce. Mischal ben derech mekach ben derech hilo. So then it can become mechulo whether by way of purchase or by exchange. And when a person is mechalo produce bought the second time, you cannot be mechalo it on a live domestic or wild animal or bird, because we're afraid maybe he'll keep them and he'll raise flocks out of them. And the Rambam says it's needless to say that a person is not allowed to do these things with produce of the sabbatical of the Shvius itself. However, a person can be mechalal such produce on slaughtered animals. Halacha Yud, the May Shvius, money which came from produce of Shvius, ain't paying man as a chayv, you cannot use it to pay back a debt, bein esim ben shvius, and you cannot use it as a wedding gift. In those days, the good friends would come and they'd bring a present called shvius, bein mishalman man tagmulin, and you cannot use it to repay a favor, bein peskim man tzedakah aniyim bebeis haknesses, and you cannot assign it for tzedakah for the poor people, for a promise that was made in shul. Like if a person, when he came to shul, promised so much and so much to a poor person, he cannot use the money from Meiser, from Shvius for that, because it would come out as if you're paying a chayv, a debt, with money of Shvius. But we assume that when the person promised to give tzedakah, he meant to give it from chulin money. Then the Rambam continues, of a mishalchim em dvarim shal gmilas chesodim v'tzorach leidia. However, you are permitted to send as an act of charity to the poor people, provided that the recipient is notified that this was came from payers of my of Shvius. The same halacha applies. You cannot use money which comes from payers of Shvius to buy slaves or land or unclean animals. And if he does buy such things, so then he has to assume an equivalent amount in payers, as would be the case in Maisa Sheni, that if you buy something which you shouldn't, you have to eat connected at the payers. You cannot use this money to procure to buy bird offerings, different. That was a different carbon for Yeredis other times if they couldn't afford it. The Shnei Teyum or Shnei Bnei Yena, by a case of Mechusei Kapara, Vizavis, the Yeredis of Chateis HaShomis, which would come due for a man or a woman who was afflicted with a flux, or for a woman who had a child, or for sin offerings, or for guilt offerings. Vimhevi Yechel connected, and if you use the payer Shvius, the money from that for these things, he has to consume an equivalent amount opposite it. And you cannot use the oil to anoint a vessel or hides with the oil of Shvius. And if he uses it for such things, he has to eat equivalent amount. But we had explained previously that although you're allowed to anoint with oil, but that's only for the person, for personal purposes, not to anoint vessels with it. Halacha Yud Aleph 11. Ein nesim em lei labalan v'lei l'saper v'lei l'sapan v'lei l'shar umnim. Money which comes from produce of the seventh year cannot be used to pay a bathhouse attendant or a barber or a sailor, or any other umnis for any other craftsman. However, you can use it to pay a person who draws water from a well for you, to give you a drink, because that goes into echel. And you're permitted to give produce from the seventh year, or money which comes from selling it, to a craftsman as a free gift. Some of the first one want to explain that when he takes water from the pit, the reason why you're allowed to give it to him is because it's not as a payment, but rather it's as a tip. Now the Rambam says, Alocha Yudbeis, Ha'emel Apeil, somebody who tells a worker, Heilucha Issa Zev Vilaket Li Yorik Hayem. Here is a Issa, a certain coin, and gather some vegetables for me today. Schari Mutav Eine Kidmei Shvias. So his fee is permitted, and it's not considered money which came from Perishvias. Of Mitzi B'chol Mashi Yitza. And the labor could, the worker could spend it on whatever he wants. And we do not penalize the worker to account this money as money of shvius. However, if the boss told him to the worker, that gather for me vegetables today in return for this issa, then areza kedme shvius. Then it is like payment of shvius. And can only spend that money on food and drink like Peres of Shvius. Halacha Yud Gimel. Hachamorim ha'esim b'Peres Shvius, Melecha Shvius Asura. Drivers who while taking the produce of Shvius perform acts which are forbidden in that year. Kegein Shevi Yesim Yidai. For example, they transported more produce than is enough for one's needs. Hareschorin Kedmei Shvius. So then we say that their fee is considered money which was taken from payment from Shvius produce. The dove is a knaslem, and this is a penalty which we impose upon them. Why do we impose a penalty upon drivers and not in the previous case by a payo, by a worker? So the Rambam answers, because the payo, the worker's pay, is so small, we do not penalize him in order that he should be able to earn a livelihood. However, by the driver, it's a lot more, so therefore you could give him a knas. Halacha Yudalit. Halakeach min anachtem kika bepundin. If a person buys from a baker a loaf of bread with one pundin, which is a coin, and then and he tells him at the time of purchase, when he purchases it, when I'll gather vegetables in my field, I'll bring some of it to you. So we say it is permitted. However, the loaf is, we consider it like produce of the shvius here. If the loaf was bought without specifying any terms, he cannot be paid with money which came from the produce of the seventh year, because we had mentioned that you cannot use Perishvius to pay a debt. Last halach in this perik, 15, a person is allowed to eat the produce of the seventh year by way of favor or not by favor. What does it mean by way of favor? That the owner himself gives him produce of that year in the manner of doing him a favor. Or he brings him into his garden to eat of the produce in the manner of doing him a favor. One who acquires produce of the seventh year as a gift or by way of inheritance, so he is allowed to eat that produce the same way as if he was eating produce that he himself gathered in the field. And this is what the Rambam says, that eating as a way of a favor, this was the reasoning why previously in the halacha by in Halach Yiraf, where he says you can give Perishvius a domain to the workers as a matnas chinim, so the Mephoshim over there explain, because although they'll be gratified to you for the favor, but you can, the reason is you could be Echol Perishvius Betevish Vishalei Betevish. It's just you have to notify them that it is Perish of Shvius. Today,